Deegan looked displeased as he stared out of the window of his cabin. The truth-seeker gazed out onto the King's Square of Mulena, but his view was partially blocked by the other three airships, which, together with his own ship, formed a square. Weapon-bearers were manning the vessel's decks. A few magickers also showed themselves, dressed in white cloaks like wolves in sheep's clothing. In between the ships, there were almost 100 young men, still children, in fact. They were standing together in tight groups, with anxious expressions on their faces. Some were crying, while others were gaping at the envoys of Amaray. A few of them cried out for their parents, who were undoubtedly standing in the crowd outside the square formation. Deegan emptied his mug in one gulp. The wine was of excellent quality, aromatic and flavorful. It was one of the few pleasures Luvendar had to offer, as the island was otherwise the epitome of faded glory. The copper and tin mines that had made the islands rich had been exhausted years ago, and it showed. Many of the buildings on the square looked neglected, with crumbling ornaments and cracks in the plaster. Only the temple of Yanis, the bizarre squid god, was still in good condition. Its eight towers, each named for one of the divine tentacles, soared above the masts of the airships.
"Backward, people," Deegan grumbled.
He held up his empty mug demonstratively.
"Another one."
Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the aura of Dran, his servant, turn dirty red.
"Certainly, sir," the man muttered.
He naturally didn't dare express his disapproval of his master's drinking behaviour out loud. Deegan couldn't care less. What difference did it make? The boys would wait in all their hopeful naivete, and he was perfectly capable of reading their auras even if he was a bit lightheaded. It certainly wouldn't be the first time he'd done so. And also not the last, he feared. That was the curse of the rare gift with which he was born. Amaray only had two truth-seekers, and the other one was ancient. It was a fact that Amaray took great pains to keep secret from the outside world. No one could be allowed to know how vulnerable the island actually was.